This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The City Council of Nome, Alaska, released a public letter on Wednesday stating they affirm every individual's right to a thorough police investigation, but they declined to comment on a potential lawsuit that contends police mishandled a sexual assault. Emily Hofstetter reports from Nome.
Nome has rejected an initial offer from the ACLU to settle on behalf of an Alaska Native woman who claims police failed to properly investigate her rape allegations.
Presently, our understanding is that Nome's position is that if we want compensation or justice for Ms. Hardy, we'll have to see them in court.
That's Stephen Koteff, legal director for the ACLU Alaska. The ACLU said the city sent what the ACLU calls an extremely callous deflection of the ACLU's initial $500,000 settlement offer on behalf of Clarice Bunn Hardy. The ACLU says Hardy's case exemplifies the threat to countless Alaska Native sexual assault victims in Nome. Koteff says Hardy has waited long enough for justice.
While we do not have a timeline, we do not expect to add to that delay.
Hardy claims police investigators failed to adequately follow up on her allegation she was raped in March 2017. While the city's response acknowledges there may have been a failure of a police officer to adequately perform their job, they denied allegations that the department deliberately neglected Native women. The letter from Nome states their attorneys continue to investigate information about Hardy's alleged assault, her interactions with Lieutenant Harvey, and says they welcome more discussion with the ACLU. Meanwhile, the city's police chief announced last week he's stepping down after just over a year on the job. Chief Bob Estes had launched an audit of all department sexual assault cases going back to 2005. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
Authorities arrested a man in California earlier this month, 2 years after he was indicted on charges of conspiring to manufacture and sell forged American Indian jewelry. The Mercury News reports Ahmad Aisha was indicted with four others in 2017 for an alleged scheme to import and sell Filipino-made jewelry as Native American-made work. Authorities called it the largest ring involving forged Native American jewelry in history. Aisha appeared in court on October 7th. A judge also ordered him to appear in New Mexico to face charges. In Northern California, a ceremony will take place on October 21st honoring the return of an island to the Wiat people. The North Coast Journal reported in late 2018, the City Council of Eureka voted to declare more than 200 acres of city-owned land on Dulawat Island surplus property so that it could be returned to the tribe. The island encompasses two ancient villages, and the Wiat consider it the physical and cultural center of the universe. Historically, the tribe held an annual world renewal ceremony on the island. A massacre by white settlers in 1860 and a forced removal decimated the tribe. The island was turned into grazing land for sheep and later housed lumber mills and a shipyard, leaving a history of pollution. The tribe is planning a world renewal ceremony on the island in March 2020. And the annual Alaska Federation of Natives convenes Thursday in Fairbanks. The organization's stated focus is on good government, including public education, health, and safety. The convention kicks off with a discussion about violence against Native women. The agenda specifically calls out Governor Mike Dunleavy after his original budget vetoes this year threatened to severely affect higher education and many state-funded support programs. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like sponsoring the Alaska Federation of Natives in Fairbanks, October 17th through the 19th. Information at aarp.org. Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.